Good morning, evening, or afternoon. It's your boy Holiday coming to you for Stay Woke, the weekend update. So there's a couple of things I want to talk to you guys about. First of all, I got to tell you, say like and subscribe if you're following on YouTube. If you are on www.distractionnetwork.com, everything is free there. You can go ahead and follow me there. Just comment. Let me know you're there. Let's see. That's it. That's all that I have for you guys today. But as we get into this weekend update.
Can you masturbate in sign language?
Okay.
I guess you can.
Okay.
And you just gotta be careful not to use your masturbating hand to do the sign language with, because you have it all over your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And you do this right here, slap you in the face.
Oh, if you leave it on there and it start getting sticky, you're like, hey.
So a phone recording became viral this weekend over the past week or so due to some racist people started attacking some Latinos or Latinas, Latinx people, however they want to characterize themselves. But they were attacking them under the guise of the president. So I'm mentioning that video today because the question through investigation has come across with, why does South Carolina not have a hate crime bill? And I want to answer that, guys, for you today. South Carolina does not have a hate crime bill because South Carolina is the leader of the hate. Let's go through the history of South Carolina. Who was the first people to secede the original 13 colonies? Who was the first state to leave the original 13 colonies? Yep. For people that live in South Carolina, and there was a certain flag that was on our state house to a couple of years ago that was only taken down because the black people finally got together and started rioting after that guy went down to Mother Emanuel AME Church and killed 9 people. And then they finally took that flag down. They've arrested a few people who's tried to get that flag down over the past 20 or 30 years. I think the first time I heard about it, I think I was in high school the first time I heard that there was a Confederate flag sitting on top of the White House. I mean, the South Carolina courthouse. State House, I'm sorry. It is Sunday. I think it was then. That was my first time hearing about that shit. And I know there's been a few people that's been arrested since then trying to take it down. They finally took it down because of the riots after that guy. Now, Nikki Haley would like to take all the credit for it. And she will, because she was governor at that time. She finally had the final say as far as pen and paper had, but she ain't really have the final say. It was coming down. It was coming down and some shit was going to get blown up. Hey. But that's the history of South Carolina. South Carolina has always been, when it comes to white people. And I knew this. I did not know this growing up. I knew this after I got like mid-20s, Since my name wasn't in the streets like that, I was thought of to be probably one of the good ones. When you have a system in place, target some people to be the example in a good way and examples in bad ways. So for every 10 people that are the example in bad ways, let's find one or two that's an example in a good way, so that we can say that all of them are like that. So that's what I think they was doing to me. But one of the things in South Carolina is they will always smile in your face. No matter if you're a good example or a bad example, they're going to smile in your face. Even where I'm from in South Carolina, I'm from Batesburg, Leesville, South Carolina. I'm from a purple area in South Carolina that's been very purple most of the time I've been there. I live most of the time in Charleston, South Carolina, or Atlanta, Georgia, but for this point, Charleston, South Carolina is where I live. And it's a little bit more over here, but where I'm from, it was still smiling your face due to racisms behind your back. And that was one of the good places in South Carolina. So I'm here to tell you that not 80% of South Carolina does not want a hate crime bill in place. Let's say if South Carolina is half and half black and white, what, minority and white. If South Carolina is half and half minority and white, about 40% of South Carolina has participated in hate crime bills and hate. So South Carolina will not be endorsing a hate crime bill anytime soon, unless their hands are forced to it again. But that is not how South Carolina is. There's old money in South Carolina that come from the rice fields that black people found. So with all that being said, you definitely understand that a hate crime bill in South Carolina is going to be a very hard thing to pass because a lot of hate crime going on in South Carolina, backed up by the police. That's all that I have to say about that.
So if you made a song about masturbating, what would it be called? Mine would be called Who the Fuck is Buffer?
If I made a song on masturbation, it will be called Slap Boxing.
You gonna slap it?
Slap Boxing. Yeah, you slap it just to make it sting a little bit. Y'all don't slap your dick? You don't spit on it? George Foreman died today, March the 22nd. So that was yesterday. So only yesterday, George Foreman died. Do not know who George Foreman is. Have a inside grill. Put jump out of windows. No. George Foreman is not the inventor of an inside grill. He's the perfecter of the inside grill. He's the face of it. If you have an internal grill, you have the grill that you grill inside, it probably has the word George Foreman on it. And if it has the word George Foreman on it, it's a pretty good grill. What's today? Sunday? I cooked one of those. It was last Sunday. No, it was last Saturday. Cooked one of those last Saturday. They're very good. Very, very good. I'm lying. I cooked those Thursday because I put hamburgers and hot dogs on for the kids. Yeah, so it had to be Thursday, maybe Friday, it's Sunday. But my favorite thing to do with the George Foreman grill is chicken. If I put some chicken breast on that thing right there, bah, put some holes in it, season it down, you know what I'm saying? Soak it in some, I like to soak it in all summer vinegar for a day, right? Out, season it with my special seasonings. Tell you what it is though. Poke the holes in the top, flip that shit, poke the holes back in the top, because the first top is now the bottom. Yeah, son. Got it. Put that thing on the grill. Slice it real thin. Then put it on the grill. If I got to slice it real thin first. Put that thing down. 10 minutes later. Rumptious. Anyway. George Foreman is not only the face of the Inside Grill, he is also one of the best boxers ever to have lived. He doesn't get a lot of credit for that now because of how many boxers has came behind him, and also because his most famous defeat is Muhammad Ali's favorite victory or most famed victory. George Foreman was probably the first Mike Tyson. And I say that because George Foreman was a boxer with a very heavy punch. Kind of like, what's that dude from? I can't think of the dude from a couple of years ago that was undefeated, then got mollywhopped by the gypsy. Calling him a gypsy because that's what he calls himself. Wilder, Dante Wilder. Kind of like Dante Wilder running around punching people and knocking them flat. And the reason why Muhammad Ali was his defeat was so astonishing when he defeated George Foreman was because no one thought it could happen. They thought it was impossible to take a punch from that guy. And Ali did it. It took a lot from him, though. They think stuff like that's part of the reason why Parkinson came through. It's just like a hood thing that they say. That's how he got Parkinson. You know what I'm saying? He took those punches from Foreman.
Hey, but you know, Andre 3000 got a song about masturbating that is like the best masturbating song I ever heard in my life. And most people don't even know us about masturbating.
How many masturbating songs have you heard in your life?
Have you ever heard of an artist named Dolo the Kid?
Yes, I have. I didn't laugh. I didn't
That's
laugh.
That's all you rap about.
Oh, I lost everything on that one.
Well, let me get that shirt then.
This is him.
Start that fire, boy. I'm trying to. Hold on.
You have listened to the Weekend Update. This your boy Holiday. Again, if you want to follow me, you can do anything that I do. You want to see everything that I do. You can find me at www.distractionnetwork.com. Keep checking that out. I am building new components to the website. I'll be bringing my clothing line over there. I'm going to bring some more Distraction Network stuff over there. And I'm also going to redistribute my feeds. If you're listening on my Freestyle Friday or my discussions feed, I'm about to change my feeds into a Distraction Network feed. So I will give an announcement whenever that is complete. I'm going to just put everything in the same feed. For it's a certain reason that I'm doing that behind the scenes. But until next time, take care. Be safe.
Holla!